Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you I had a word. Glory be to God. Let's open up. Let's stand to our feet, amen, acknowledging recognition of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And let's open up our Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. You know, we're dealing with the kingdom of heaven, amen. And we want to continue on this vein so that we can enlarge our hearts in terms of revelation. Also, we want to say we welcome those that are viewing us, amen, on stream. We welcome you. We'd like to have you with us this morning, and we pray that this word would be a blessing to you and your household, as well as to the people that God has set amongst you, amen. In the scriptures, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, it says, verse 1, the same day when Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and a great multitude was gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word that is about to be sown. We thank you for the anointing that makes the word work. Thank you for the submission of the people that will cooperate with the word. Therefore, we will see signs, miracles, and wonders. We believe it, receive it, and we release it in Jesus' name. We all said amen,
amen.
And amen. You may have your seats in the presence of our life-saving King. Now, the scripture says here, it says in Matthew chapter 13, it says that a sower went forth to sow in verse 3. And verse 4 says, and when he sowed, some seeds fell. Now watch, you got to hear the text, because the word of God is being preached and the word of God is being sown. Every time you come to church, the word of God is being preached. God is sowing seeds of life into you. Amen. But now God is sowing some seeds, but at the same time, some seeds fail. Is this not what the text say? Verse 4, it says, and when he sowed, amen, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, and because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them. And the others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Now, as we're talking about the sower going forth to sow, we're talking about the word of God having the ability to get in us. Amen. Not on us, not around us, but the word of God got to get in us. In order for the seed to produce, it's got to get in the ground. Amen. And our heart is the ground that God is trying to produce from, bring forth fruit. What is the fruit that we're talking about? Because we could be talking about apples and oranges. Amen? But that's not the fruit that he's referring to, because once the word of God is in you, it transforms you. See, and a lot of times I have to get rid of mumps of mistaken ideals and beliefs about what we think it means. Because you can say something, you think I know what that means. We had our men's meeting last Thursday, and we were breaking out just definitions of words. And because we heard words, we know the English language, we think it said something, amen? Or we think we know the meaning of what it said, but a word can mean a whole lot different than what you thought if you really never searched the word, amen? So he said that the fruit we're dealing with is the character of the Christian, amen? That now we're talking about the Spirit of God being in you and being developed through you. So the word of God's assignment is to bring the character of God out of you. Amen. That's the fruit. Not you getting cars and you getting, all that is byproduct. And that's conditional if you obey. The reason why some of us ain't getting nothing, because we ain't obeying. Don't even talk about the other stuff. Let's just deal with truths. But we're talking about the fruit. The title of my message is, and I kind of threw this around a little bit, but something is in my throat. Yeah. Y'all going to love me later, but you're going to hate me in a few minutes. Because I got to get this thing that's lodged in your throat out of your throat. Because see, when something in your throat, it has the potential to choke you. Us is shut the door because we got some work to do. Now watch this. Now let's go and look at verse 18, Matthew chapter 18. If I don't get far today, we're going to plow right here, amen? Because the farmer is looking for some fruit. Matthew chapter 18, he says, now I'm going to explain to you what I just said to you about the seed. There's four different grounds, but we got to reveal and explain and open the ground up, amen? Verse 18 says, and he therefore... It says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sowers. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it not. Now, the word of the kingdom is what? Your Bible. Come on, somebody. See, I got to preach this because we all coming from different places so we can say some things and we think what we're saying is what they said from where I came from. So I got to make sure you saying what he's saying since we here. I don't know what they made sense or aligned, but I'm just saying, since we here, let's make sure we all on the same page, amen, so we can walk away with an understanding. So verse 18, he says, hear ye therefore the parable of these words. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it not, this is why we got problems. He ain't say you didn't hear it, but he said you understand it. How many of us sometimes we come to church and listen, but we never tell the preacher, I don't understand? Come on, y'all. That's why, see, that. But I'm just trying to make you happy. I want to tell you, you got to get up. But you don't understand what I'm talking about. So some of y'all up in the lead, because I said you got to get up. Now, you need to understand. You can't operate the kingdom until you understand. But let me give you a principle, because everything is spiritual and it's practical. So he's talking about parables, which he uses allegories, and we ain't got to go through. I'll let you get the tape. But he uses these stories and principles to teach us spiritual lessons. So when I say you got to understand, I'm talking about the natural concept of comprehending. But the spiritual lesson of the natural concept of comprehending is understand, means that you got to get under his standpoint and view on the matter. So you're not going to get no revelation, no insight until you agree with him. Then once you agree with him, he reveals to you. See, the reason why I read the Bible, I don't get nothing. No, reason why, because you still doing what you want to do. You don't get nothing until you understand or get under his standpoint and position about what he's talking about. And then he reveals to you what it was all about. Is that helping you? So now watch this. Verse 19, he says, and anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. So now, because you don't understand, the wicked one, oh, the devil. No, the wicked one is the one that just don't want you to get what God wants you to have. Don't get too devilish. Don't get too devil-minded, because you'll misunderstand. The devil's already defeated. The church don't have a devil problem. We got saint problems. Come on, let's get down to real business, because you can be around here chasing something that ain't even real. God already defeated the devil. He said, I give you power to tread upon. Come on. I left you with the keys to the kingdom. Come on. I went down and took captivity captive. I went to the devil's camp, and I took back what was good. Yeah, y'all sing the song, but you don't understand. That just wasn't no song. He went down there and Jesus was led, according to Matthew chapter 4, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. But who led him? God. Because see, Jesus, you can't bring people victory that you never experienced. So in order for you to become their deliverer, you got to go. You got to go down there and get the, and deliver. You got to go get the key. How you going to give them a key you don't got? I'm selling keys. You can't sell a key you ain't got. Now you manufacturing and duplicating keys. But that ain't the key. How you going to tell me to mail you, you got 1,000 keys in a box? Y'all. And since we don't want to really do the work, we go for the okie doke. I'm going to get me a key because it represents. Man, that key don't mean nothing. If you don't have the key of revelation, all you got is a key. How we getting up out of the hole, how we getting our victory, how we getting our marriage, our children back, is we got to get an understanding. And I got to submit to God's point of view and matter, an understanding about this matter. Until I do that, that's why I keep getting defeated. And I got to go over and over and over. Because I'm still doing what I want to do. Are you with me? He says in verse 19, and when they hear it, the word of the kingdom, and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in their heart. This is which received seed by the wayside. So that's your first hearer. That's the one that received the seed by the wayside. Amen. It's just like, ain't nothing deliberate. Ain't even happening. They didn't even dig it. It just fell over there. It's on the top of the ground. Let's go, keep going. Verse 20. But he that received the seed on stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and unknown with joy and receive it, yet he have no root in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arise cause of the word, by and by he is offended. Well, I'm going to work that one, but that's not the one I'm going to get you to today. But that's I'm going to work that one, amen, because see, tribulation and persecution come. We got a whole lot of potential folks that quit because they couldn't handle tribulation and persecution. And not even understanding it was for the what? Word's sake. It wasn't even about you. The devil ain't thinking about us. He's trying to discredit God. He's trying to discredit the church. He trying to destroy the move of God. Look at the people. It ain't about you. But if I can discredit the church, I hurt all the people. But I thought you was talking about me. No. I'm aiming at the church. I'm just using you to shoot. Can I look at this text right here? He said, in tribulation and persecution arise. What? Because of the what? And by, he is offended. This is the one I want to get to. Verse 22. And he that receives seed into the ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth not. I mean, that's verse 23, excuse me. He also that received the seed among thorns is he that heareth the word and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word. And he become what? Something in my throat. See, I'm choked by the throat. Something done got into me. Oh, God, I got to work this. Because he said four things that happened. The cares of the world. We got some Christians that's more concerned about everything else but church. You into everything else but God. Don't tell me you ain't into it. I can see if you was paralyzed and you could not move. You go everywhere, do all that, but you can't come to church. You can't study. You done learned 5 different things, but you can't learn the Bible. I ain't saying something wrong with you, because if it was, I would understand that. But you choose to do what you want to do. So he said that the cares of the world, the riches, come on, somebody. We selling out my integrity, my character, because he's after the fruit is my character. But the money got me. Man, for that money, I'm going for what I know. I'm lying. I'm stealing. I'm sinning. Come on, not for the money. So he said the cares, the riches, and then things. You know, you think more about things than you do about God. Some of us think more about things than we do about our spouse. You spend more time with that car than you do with me. You can't clean it but one time. You done cleaned it and cleaned it and... I'm going to say it. Come and clean it. But you know what I'm saying? See, y'all got to help y'all preaching because I'm one of them real ones, amen? So I got to watch what I, because I don't want to ever be perverted and polluted, amen? But just come and take care of me. Come on, come on, come on. See, you know what? And watch, can I give y'all something right here? You know I'm the pastor for this hour. Come on now, because you could have got a diplomatic pastor. Got the verbiage is right, the language is good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But because of the God's savvy, his understanding, he gives you a pastor after his own heart, one for you right now. This is the pastor I need right now. Come on, somebody. Now, ain't nothing wrong with no other pastor. I'm just saying, this is the one God called for me right now. To help me. I don't need nobody right now talking cute and pretty. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying right now, I need that pastor to know how to go get it. Because right now, this season of my life, I need the one that's going to do it like this. That wasn't my choice, your choice. That's God's choice for your life. But he said that the cares, the riches, the things, and then the lust. See, we got some lusts. It don't have to be sexual. Man, we got some folks that got an unhappy appetite about a whole lot of stuff. It's just unhealthy for you to be chasing that, looking at that, pursuing that like that, neglecting everything else. I know you're trying to be a such and such, but it's unhealthy to abandon the whole house. It's unhealthy not to go to. You understand what I'm saying? Lust. See, we get so stereotyped that we just, and we got some folk got some lust now. But that's not, I'm talking about the spirit, not the context. It is unhealthy and out of proportion. Now you can put your own what's in there. Amen? To keep the balance of your life. Amen. Go to Mark chapter 4. Are you hearing anything? Because he said that some fail, and they fail. And the reason why this particular ground here did not produce, because the word was choked. The seed was choked. Mark chapter 4, when you get there, say amen. Amen. It says, verse 18, and these are they that were sown upon thorns, among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Now, I can work this text because I'm always investigating, because he did not say that they were unfruitful when he started. Something done entered in. See, because when the word is being sown, it's got to enter in the ground. But also there's other things that can enter in. And when he used this word, entered in, it's to be carried into, to be choked by, or to carry into, to be put into a person or a thing. So what has been put into me? What's been carried into me? It's like putting food in your mouth. The food ain't no good unless you eat it. Amen. But if it don't get in you, it ain't healthy to you. That's why the word of God is not working with some folks, because it haven't gotten into them. You can hear it all day long, but you ain't letting it in. You can't blame the preacher because I'm preaching now. Like I told you, I'm not responsible for what you hear. I'm only responsible for what I say. Because I don't know what the level of your hearing is or the level of your obeying. Well, the man ain't making it and he ain't right because the preacher ain't right. No, that's not real. That ain't true. Because long as I can go get the tape, he had the chance. She had the chance. But what is true is, did they hear it and then did they obey? That's the determining factor. Amen? So he says right here, that which is to be entered into or put in. Now the word choke, and I had to practice this one because I just learned it, amen? So I don't want to, it's called sumpingo. It's S-U-M-P-N-I-G-O. But it's pronounced sumpingo, amen? I like the words because I like the, because see, sometimes you don't understand that a word can change a whole context of a statement. Just one word can make everything you said look totally different. But he says, now this word choke is meaning to take or to choke by the throat or to suffocate. To take or to choke by the throat or to suffocate. So now watch this. Because he said they were not there at first, but something happened and got in and it choked them, and then they became unfruitful. So what happened is something done happened and came in and choked me, and when I was fruitful, now I'm not. Have anybody ever failed from doing good to start doing bad? Have anybody ever loved God and then not loved God? Come on, somebody. Went to church, was faithful, and then just lost your mind. just come on now, just get honest and we're telling the truth. You lost your mind. Amen? But something came in and choked, impede, stopped, or suffocated what I was currently doing. Have anybody ever been suffocated spiritually? Come on, I'm going to work this morning. Y'all should have went somewhere. See, because I'm going to show you the... I'm going to show you the signs of... You know, yeah. You ever seen anybody, you know, hyperventilating, and you ever seen it? Come on, somebody, you know. And you thinking, what? Because see, even when we live in, I can tell, I'm going to show you today, you don't even know you being suffocated. You don't even know you done got choked. Something done entered in and lodged in my throat. And it's stopping, restricting, and impeding, and it's suffocating me. Meaning it's just done over. You know, the next thing you know, it's like it's just woof. And I'm overwhelmed with it now. I'm suffocated. I'm consumed. Watch this. Can I work right here? It says suffocating and choke them is causing them to regurgitate or spit up or spit out what they just took in. Hallelujah. We were shouting, glory. And now because I'm suffocated, I don't even hear no noise. There's no praise the Lord. You know, you can't sit in a church. The music was jumping to praise. Get a praise and worship team, I'm praying to praise. They singing glory. The angels of God, heaven is breathing on us, and you ain't moved yet. What's suffocating you? I know you hear it, but something won't let it get in. Something I'm going through, something I ain't trying to hear. I done cut it off that I won't let it go down. I let it in, but I'm not going to let it go down. Watch this. So the polluted listener is the person who's spiritually choked by the throat, causing them to regurgitate what broke up and loose their appetite from spiritual things. See, there's some things can cause you to not even want to hear God no more. You love him. Your name on the wall. But you can't stand to hear him now. This the same God that saved, the same God you cried and he prayed. I cried and he answered my prayer. But now it bothers me to hear him speak. It troubles me to hear the word because something done suffocated. It's lodged in my throat. Yeah. Help, Lord. Watch this. And an appetite is a strong desire for something. See, when you get something lodged in your throat or something suffocating, or when you get sick, you lose your what? The first way you can tell somebody's sick, they don't want to eat now. Can I help you? They come to prayer, study, shout, sing, but now they don't want to eat. This is a sign of sickness. They still moving, but they don't want to eat. Is this helping you? Go to Matthew chapter 5. I'm trying to work this. Because see, the cares of the world and things that enter in and choke the word. It didn't choke you, but it choked the word from helping you. Now, it's a sad thing when you feel like God can't help you. Now, if you say the pastor can't help you, I can probably work with that a little bit. I may argue with you some, but, you know, I ain't all that either. So I say, thank God, it's by grace, amen. But if you say God can't help you, you're in a bad shape. God speak all languages. What language you talking in that he can't help you? God got all power. God got all authority, and God can't help you. You messed up. If anybody starts talking about God can't help them, start looking at your clock. Look, you know, I forgot I'm supposed to be, because I don't even want to be up in here with you. And that thing rub off on me. I'm already fighting. I'm already strapped down. I'm holding on with everything I got. And you talking about God can't help you? Don't worry, but look, I forgot to be, I'm supposed to be over there. God bless you. Soon. Because see, you messed up, and I got to wait till God can touch you. And I ain't finna use all my juice wrestling with you and get drained out. And you ain't trying to hear God? Don't tell me God ain't talking. He talking to everybody else. But then the other side of that, why would God talk to you? You ain't going to do what he say. God got enough sense too. I'm not going to waste my time wrestling with you until you're ready to hear. Are you in? Did I tell you Matthew chapter 5? Look at it. Look at it. Matthew chapter 5. Are you there? Matthew chapter 5. Glory be to God. You got to hear this. Because see, I'm going to tell you, when the enemy, see, especially us right now, the devil can't stop you. So what he does is things to try to stop you. See, this is a new word. He can't stop the progress. So he tries to impede the process. He comes and throw little stuff in the way. Because I can't stop you. If you stay focused and stay on track and just shake it and keep moving, you're going to get something done. You're going to see the Lord. But if I can throw something in your way to cause you to deviate and get off, I get the same reward. You didn't make it. I couldn't stop you, but I can move you. Are you in Matthew chapter 5? You in verse 6? That's all I need is that one. I just needed that one. The rest of y'all just hold on. Look here, Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. And what it say? What it say? Read it with me. God, help us here, Holy Ghost. He said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. I told you, the first way you can tell the sickness done took place is they lose the... See, there's no more hungering. A person can die from hunger, but you can spiritually die if you're hungry. If you ain't getting fed and you ain't eating and ain't no intake, you will die. You will be walking around, but spiritually you dead, separated from the presence of God and the very will of God. Yet you go to church. Come on, church, let's not play. I'm trying to get you out. My job is to pull you out. But he didn't only say hunger. He said, woo! Are you with me? Because he said, blessed art thou that hunger and thirst. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Blessed art thou that hunger and thirst. See, hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now watch this. You got to understand text. Righteousness is not me talking about my position in Christ, because that's already established. We don't even have to talk about that. I'm already right with God. But righteousness is being in right standings with God. And I do that because I cooperate with God. See, the enemy tried to do things to get us out of cooperating with God. So long as you hunger and thirst, you'll stay in righteousness. Long as you keep a desire and a passion for what God's talking about and doing the right thing, you will strive and live the life God wants you to live. But when you quit hungering and thirsting after righteousness. So the righteousness was the real subject. Hunger and thirst is how you get there. See, we lose our... I don't even care my Bible no more. I don't even read. See, you done lost your hunger. It ain't that you can't read. He said thirst. Thirst is a desire, a pursuit, a passion. I thirst, you know, I thirst for you. You know how y'all sing them songs? We thirst for you. Yeah, yeah. But some of us done lost their thirst. Like the deer panted for the water. What happened to the deer? His tongue hanging out, his dry mouth, because he lost his thirst. Why is our marriage going through? Because I done lost my thirst. I used to be looking for her. Couldn't even wait till I get home to call him. Now I don't even care where he at. Because I done lost my thirst. See, if I don't get my thirst right, and if I lose my food and my drink, what's going to happen? You're going to die. It's going to die. You can only fast for so long. Some of us living in a fast status. We ain't eating or drinking, but we still here. And you're wondering, why? Look at him. Why are you looking like that? You getting pale? You ain't running. You tired? Why? Because I'm getting weak. You don't come around. We don't eat. Well, we getting weak. And I don't realize that because I'm the important applications are not being accomplished, my eating and drinking is happening. Don't look at me like that. It's going to get worse. My Lord. Okay. Are you with me? Are y'all with me? I'm trying to. See, watch this, saints. And you know, I read something yesterday. Can I really throw something out here? I read something yesterday. I was in my just devotion. I was just reading, just delighting. I ain't talking about studying and preaching, nothing. Sometimes I got to just sit down and just enjoy Jesus. I ain't talking about no tasks, and even though I got 20 of them in line, but I ain't talking about none of them. Because I even still got to just enjoy Jesus, even though I got to I got a men's retreat. I got a. But I was sitting there and reading, and the Spirit of the Lord opened up a text to me, and he was revealing to me in terms of a move. See, a new move is birthed out of a old move. God. Come on, church. I'm going to help somebody right quick. The reason why some of us is still where we at, still, because I'm still in the old move. I'm still trying to do everything out of the past. And I'm in a new move now. Meaning I know this is new. I know it's happening. I know it's God. But I'm still living out of the old. And because I can't understand it, because I can't interpret it, and surely because I can't operate in it, I reject it. So now what's happening, and watch this, when God makes a move, he gone. Now you can stay in the old move until it becomes obsolete or it just doesn't work no more. Now you know it's old. It stopped. It broke. It won't move. But wouldn't it be sharp if you could detect you knew that it was a new move and I moved when he moved, just like that. But some folk got to wait till it break down and it fall apart to identify it's over. It's, oh, God help me. God saying, we're in a new move. And this is why opposition and resistance is coming up on you. You know how you experience some delight, excitement because I'm eating? Well, on the flip side, here comes the opposition and resistance because you're eating. Oh, church. Because the scripture says it come because of the word. The Bible says, and he sent forth his word. He said that the time came when the word triumphed. See, because of the word, there's an attack, a challenge, or opposition that comes because you're moving out of the old neighborhood and you're moving into. So there's going to be some resistance. This is how we still want to do it this way. Not, we still used to, but you saying, baby, we gone. We don't need that couch no more. We moving. You know, I got to take this one with me. That couch broke, baby. You remember when we got it? It was broke when we brought it. But that's all we can do then. Leave it. Bless somebody who ain't got no couch. That'll be an up for them. But that don't take that old couch in that new house. You go in that house and they, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful, y'all. Oh, you're oh. You're like, oh, okay. We don't want to tell you, man, you mess. That don't even look right up in there, man. I ain't want to tell your wife. Then they look at the couch. Then they look at your wife. Or they look at you. Because you know you're wrong. To let him even bring that up in here. On that beautiful floor. Look at that carpet. Look at that marble floor. And you got that old couch. We got them old ways. Come on now. Get off the couch. Let's get off the couch. We got them old ways. God done bust a move. We changing things. Moving on up to the east side. You know, some things done moved in our life. God blessing and enhancing. And we still doing the old stuff. You still got the old flavors. Now, God already proved I'm working with you. I'm blessing you. And we want to take the old stuff into the new. Are you with me? Yes, sir. Give the Lord a hand of praise. See, we talking about, we got, these the people that got a drive and a desire for the world, but they done lost their drive and desire for the things of God. See, we got to get our thirst back and our hunger back, amen, for God. Because see, You are, oh God help me, you already promoted in the land. You just got to upgrade your system to your new promotion. It's going to work right here. See, some of us, we still operate in the old system in the new land. You got to upgrade your system. Get rid of all, Brother Linden, I got to defrag my computer. You call me a what? I ain't know nothing about no defrag. He said, you got to defrag your computer. But what he was saying, you got some files and stuff on there that's weighing your computer down, that's making you slow, that's keeping you bogged down. And as long as you keep them files, I learned something, good God Almighty, I learned something even on my machine, that every time I open up an application, if I don't close the application, every time I power up my machine, it's got to go through all them applications I used 3 weeks ago. I didn't even know the man opened the thing and it was a long line. And I'm wondering why my juice going down, battery low. Why I can't stand nothing. Why I can't, because I got all these applications open. I got all these files still in the background. And every time they load up, it's got to go through all them, reopen them, put them up before I get to what I'm dealing with right now. I'm trying to tell you that, see, the devil, he's a fool. But we got to be looking for his righteousness. Because, see, the reason why I'm always mad, because I'm going through all these applications, all these things, when I open up every morning. And I'm opening up and all these, so I don't even get to deal with today until I remember. And I'm dealing with today situations 5-9 years back. Okay. Can I help you? Can I help you? See, God want to set us free. We're in a new mood. We're in a season where God said it's time to deal with some stuff. Because see, everywhere you couldn't confront your problem. But God got to get you to a location where they can handle to open you up. So we can get healed and get rid of some of this weight. I mean, why am I mad every day? I didn't even get up and I'm mad. Because as soon as I power up, I got to remember everything. Because I ain't got rid of nothing. Oh, let me stay in the text. I think that's too much. That's too much. That's too much. I'm going to hear the devil holler in a minute. Stop that! Yeah, he going to holler in a minute. Because when I put this next text on, he going to holler. Stop that! You're going to see some stuff just hit the floor. Because I got to let some stuff go. Some stuff done choke me. The word being preached, I know you a good preacher, but I can't hear nothing. I know they sang good. I can't even clap. Why? Something lodged up in me. Oh, shout out, Bokosata. And I ain't talking about no ghost busting. I'm talking about you. This ain't no devil and all. See, that's what's wrong with us. We over there chasing the devil, and the devil say, why don't you leave me alone? I ain't messing with y'all. That's you. Just because my name the devil don't mean I'm doing everything. That's you. You got him all coined up and talking about in the name of. He said, I already did that, man. I'm bound by the name already. That's you. Are y'all with me? See, that word choke means they lost their desire, their passion for God, for the things of God, for the people of God, and even the work of God. See, you can get choked and you lose your passion for God, the things of God, the people of God, even the work. Paul told him to go back and get that boy. He said he's profitable to us. Now why? For the work. Paul left him because when it was time to work, that boy wouldn't do nothing. We love him. We thank God for him. But we got something to get done. God said, I'm coming back to get some workers. Watch this. See, the purpose of the enemy is to afflict us and to attack us. Why? To separate us from the flock. See, you gotta know the Noemas, the scheme. It ain't about the Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. I mean, if we hang around each other, you're gonna find something about all of us. As good as you look, handsome you is, how much you pay to get your hair done, something's still messed up about you. If you stay around the preacher, you know preacher's preaching good, ain't he? Preacher! You stay around me a while, I make one of them jokes, you just can't get with me. Or I say something, come on now. I ain't got it like that. I'm walking in grace. That's why I'm liberated, because I'm in grace. So you can't charge me. But if I don't get in grace, I got to pay for everything I say and do. The liberation is me walking in the grace, not in the rules and the right and the wrong. I am going to mess up somewhere. I'm learning and training not to sin. And I'm sinning less than I used to. Come on now, don't act the city, you know. And then the church get the privilege to act like y'all ain't never sinned. So you can look at me all funny and start naming hideous stuff. And then you walk right out of here and go to your favorite spot. And do your favorite thing. But you want to crucify me. Stay in the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Are you there? Yeah. I tell you, the sound ministry is doing an excellent job, ain't they? Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. Look at verse 10. For we are fools for what? I know we a fool now. Ain't no way wrestling about who a fool. I don't want to know who you a fool for. Come on now. All of us a fool now. Some of us walk around acting foolish. Just stuff you done was just foolish, man. So we ain't wrestling with it. We fools. Because you're going to be loving. You're going to love something. Amen. You're going to have a passion for something. But we a fool for Christ's sake. But we are wise. Why? Because I know we can't save ourselves. I can't heal myself. I can't deliver myself. So I might as well get a permanent healer, a permanent deliverer, one that knows everything, one that knows how to deal with every problem. Come on, somebody. So I think I'm a little wise. I ain't scared, because everybody, you scared to accept Jesus. You trying to hide. I ain't hiding. Brother, look, Jesus is a savior. He said, but we're wise in Christ. And we are weak, amen? But you're strong. We are honorable, but we are despised. Come on now. Well, that's a powerful text you can take home with you. Verse 11. Even unto this present hour, we both what? Hunger and are what? And we are what? And have no what? Come on, I work. He say, we're hungry and thirsting, y'all. We are hungering and thirsting. See, the enemy wants to separate you from the flock. If you lose your hunger and your thirst, you're going to get separated because you're about to die. The first sign is you get separated. Then he deprives you of food. If you ain't eating, it ain't nothing but a matter of time. Then he removes you from the place. See, the plan is to get you out of the place. I can't stop the progress because that's God doing it. So my plan is I'm going to put your little flavor on the table. You know how you like it. Slip you one every now and then. Don't nobody see you. Come on now. You doing your little thing. Because every time you do it, you choke. You don't know you're choking. But then you become a frequent flyer. And next, now this person live there. Now, if you do that, keep somebody do that right now. No, don't act like you're doing it. Do it. Because I want you to notice, every time you do it, you got breathing problems. That's why the scriptures say, breathe on me. Every time you go and participate into that, whatever he's setting in front of you to distract you, to destroy you. And now the more you live, and you don't realize, and you suffocating yourself. While you having your fun, you dying. Till one day you just come up missing. Or they find you somewhere dead. Not, well, some of folk, if you keep playing with him, you will physically. But I'm talking about spiritually. You just don't want to do God at all. Are you there? Are you there? He said, even unto this present hour, we hunger. We both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, amen, and have no certain dwelling place. Look at Romans chapter 12. I'm going to get you out of here. I got the devil cornered right now. Because see, if we don't get the word of God, saints, all we're doing is playing. And that's not sufficient for your fight. You taking a beating, but you look good, though. I want to tell you. You look real good. You put that makeup on, that split on your head. You know what, the devil done cracked your head. Hole in your pocket. You bring your jacket down. Come on, somebody. Tell the kids don't talk, because we don't want them to tell them what's happening in the marriage. Yeah. But we know how to fix it up. We come up in here like, that's a heaven's child. And all the time. Shallow. A shell. Wounded and hurt. If the wind better not even blow. If you turn the fan on, I'm going to lose 2 or 3. No, you can be hurt that serious that if I turn the fan on. If I just turn the fan on. Now you say, the physical fan? No, I'm talking about the fan of circumstances. What if something just blow your way? I can't stand one more problem. I'm out of here. See, this is Bible, y'all. I ain't talking about that jumping and hopping. We going to do that. You did that earlier. You don't get no more of that. You got to take the medicine now. Romans chapter 12. Are you there? Romans chapter 12, real quick. Now we on that time. I can say the light blind me and I can't see. Romans chapter 12, verse 20. It says, therefore, if the enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with. See, you can get out. God's desire ain't for us to. See, don't tell me it's God. How you treating folk, how you acting, what you doing, what you don't do at home. Because he say, if he hungry, what? If he thirsty, what? Give him something to drink. So you can heap coals up on his. You showing him the love of God. How did we get saved? It was the love of God. When they pulled up your wreck and you came up and they all jacked up, talking about, I'm here for salvation. They couldn't even look at you. He had to start pulling out love pills. Give them some of this and give them some of that. Because you got stains and all up on your little white dress. Come on. Oh, you better get happy with Jesus. See, we got too many folk trying to walk around in their own little righteousness. You better get happy with Jesus, and he set a plan of grace and mercy to let me in. Come on, somebody. Because my record wasn't going to get me in. And I know you wasn't going to let me in. So I live in Jesus. That's why you can't move me with a. I'm going to speak love to you always, because I'm talking about the love of God. I ain't talking about how me and you love each other, because that's based on circumstance. That's how you feel today. Did you eat today? You won't even talk to me. So you know what kind of, I'm talking about the love of God that'll love me in spite of my situation. in spite of my faults. In spite. I love what Elders Brigsby said. She was reading out her Bible. She said, this is the kind of love that doesn't hold you accountable. God, it won't make you change for me to give it to you. Because some folks ain't going to love me until I change. Man, that's God got to do that. So what, we ain't going to do nothing for the next 3 weeks? 6 months? Because I ain't changed? Where's the love of? We won't even talk to each other because we can't find the love of. Tell me, where's the mercy of God? See, when you start loving folks in spite, then people start realizing, man, God is real. Because everywhere else I went, they treated me just like that. Then they come to the church and you won't even talk to them. You won't even let them in because they had a little fraction. Only to pull up your record. You start talking about glory. One more text and I'm out. Then we're going to have our baby dedication. Amen. Y'all know this Bible guy get excited. Because this is how we live, y'all. You ain't living until you live in it. And I ain't talking about reading it. I'm talking about let it work in your life, live it. We got a whole lot of folks reading and calling themselves spiritual, but they can't walk it. This work if you work it. It's got to work. I mean, you got to die to your will and let it work. Or you'll never see glory. Are you in John chapter 6? Go to John chapter 6, my last text, and we're going to close. Those that got their babies, you can prepare your baby, amen, for dedication. Glory be to God. John chapter 6, verse 35. When you get there, say amen. Amen. God has already prepared and set a plan for us. And I'm telling you, if you stay in the plan of God, this will help you tremendously. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 35. Go to verse 32, and just since you're on the door on your way out, let me just give you this and take with you. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth what? Life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never. See, he is the bread. It ain't like you're going to get something outside of him. I got Jesus, but I'm waiting on you to give me the answer. He is the answer. Have you ever had somebody try to say, well, what's your secret? What you doing? I just told you. No, I'm talking about what's the secret, though? I just told you the secret is Jesus. No, I'm talking about, come on, man. I know religion, all that. I'm talking about what's the secret? Why you? Because they don't have a revelation of, they never operated him, so they never seen him do what he said he can do. So they looking for some external. When you learn to put on Jesus, walk like Jesus, talk like, you start seeing love and stuff in a whole nother way. I ain't talking about the definition and the four loves, the agape, and all. Come on now, all that sound real good. But did you walk in any one of them? You won't know what it really is to love somebody. Love your spouse after they, love your husband after, love your children after they took the money. Can you show them love after he stole the money? Now you know what love, now you know the love Jesus was talking about. Because the Bible says that while we was yet in sin, he loved us. And he gave him, come on somebody. I ain't talking about love because we made a fair exchange. He gave me, I gave him, and he did right, I did right. That ain't the height and the depth and the width of love. Can you love him when he ain't gave you nothing? He ain't brought you nothing. She ain't did. Can you love her now? What happened to all that love, that beautiful love you were talking about? Because see, ain't no exchange. But this is independent of how you act. Amen? Give the Lord a hand of praise.